Well, St Martin just didn't work out today for you on Ulster final day.
No, it just didn't work out today. Like, in fairness to Dunamoyne now, they're a very good travel team. Like, they're very fit. There a couple of defenders there, and they come forward, number 4, 5, 6, 7, they're coming in droves there, and they're very strong down the middle, and they're all good footballers, good ball handlers. And in fairness to them now, they showed us the level that we should be at. You know, it's all right coming out of Donegal and things like that. I know the level between ourselves, Termin and Mobile, is very high, you know, but we have to get to a different level in this Ulster Championship. But listen, we'll take being in the final in a year, and I suppose we'll have to learn from it and get on with it, you know.
Yeah. It was a 7-point difference in the end, but that level you're talking about, you're not that far away from it, because if he's got a bit of the rub of the green today and got that goal that came off, that resulted in coming off the post, you could have been closer, so you could, and it could have been a different story towards then.
Aye, that's right. We had it down to 5 points at that stage. Like, we got the Yvonne got the first goal, and then I think it was Danielle McGinley. She had it on the ground. Oh, it was well hit, like, but it unfortunately, just for her and for us, it hit the post, like, and come back out. But she done the right thing. She pulled up the ball soccer wise, and it hit the post, like. So that's, you can't. You know, I was sure it was on the corner, and plus the fact their goal in the first half had a big bearing on the game, because I think the game maybe was going for a point, and it dropped short, and it skinned in off the post on the far post. Like, there were nothing Sharon could do about it. Like, absolutely, like, it just skinned in off the post. I actually thought it was going wide, you know, but these things happen on the day. And I suppose if you take their goal out of it, and you would have counted that other goal ours, there would have been absolutely nothing in it. But they seem to pull up the field at the right times. You know, they had great timing about them. They seemed to come any time we got close to them within 2 points or 3 points. They seemed to be able to step it up another gear and get a couple of points, like, to keep that distance between us. But as you say now, we're not that far off altogether, I suppose.
This has been a tremendous effort by the girls this year. She's Donegal champions. She's were All-Ireland champions. Gaeltacht, that is. So it's, I know it's hard to take in defeat, but it has been a good year for the girls.
Very hard to take in that dressing room now at the minute, like, you know, everybody's down, and everybody's, you know, as you know yourself, when you lose an Ulster final, it's very hard to take. But them girls will bounce back, as you say. We had 3 trophies last year, 3 trophies this year, and, you know, runner-up Ulster medal, you actually get a runner-up Ulster medal for the day, so we'll be happy enough for that, you know. But still and all, it's just disappointing to take on the day. I'm sure when they get back home tonight and get their heads together, they'll spring back up again, and we'll give it another shot or two in the years to come, you know.